Blackstone Audio presents My Life in Middlemarch by Rebecca Mead. This book is read by Kate Redding. For my mother, and in memory of my father. Prelude. Here was something beyond the shallows of ladies' school literature. Middlemarch, Chapter 3. When I was 17 years old and still living in the seaside town where I spent my childhood, I would go for a few hours every Sunday morning to the home of a retired teacher of English literature to talk about books. She was the wife of an admiral in the Royal Navy and had been enlisted by my school to tutor me, along with a couple of my classmates, for our university entrance examinations. My town is in the southwest of England, in a mostly rural county that is cut through by narrow roads and hedgerowed lanes that discreetly delineate the ancestral holdings of landed families. The admiral and his wife lived in a village just outside town, and their living room overlooked chalky hills. Here we sat, week after week, reading narrowly but closely, analyzing metaphysical poets, and dissecting tragic themes in Shakespeare. The biggest book we read was Middlemarch, by the Victorian novelist George Eliot, who was born Mary Ann Evans near Nuneaton, not far from Coventry, in 1819. I had the Penguin English Library edition, a brick of a paperback 900 pages long. On the front cover was a detail from a painting of a young woman in a...